Here we go.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Here we go. All right, let's go. Let's get some texts from you. Was it Bobby the Brain Heenan who used to go, you humanoids?
Yes.
You humanoids? Bobby the Brain, one of the greatest of all time. I could go overrated, underrated, properly rated over the weekend. Properly rated, the return of the tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Oh, good.
Quentin loves some wrestling. So, yes, the tribal chief did make a proper return. All right, Susan K., you are first up. What do you have?
I've been thinking about this since Saturday.
Okay.
So I get invited to my best friend Nancy's sister's house in Stillwater. She lives on a little lake, Moonlit Bay. It's a beautiful little place for very wealthy people.
Yes.
So I'm there, and Margie's son says, do you want to go on a speedboat? Right. So, okay. So we walk over to the neighbor.
How big is the bay? What would it be comparable?
It's smaller. It's like Cedar Lake, maybe Medicine Lake. It's not big.
Right.
But it's beautiful.
But you can have jet skis and speedboats.
A lot of pontoons.
The la-di-da crowd is on this. Okay.
La-di-da.
Sure.
So we walk a couple houses down, and the neighbor's got this gorgeous speedboat, jump in, and one of the people on the boat does the wakeboard, flipping around and all that. And then the other dude does the water ski.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
What's the sound for that?
Because you get out in the wake. You get outside of the wake. And then you come back over. So I said to myself, self, you're 61 years old. You know how. Ask for a turn. I said, you know what? Can I give it a shot? Can I try to water ski?
Okay, I wasn't sure if you knew the wakeboard or
water ski.
Okay.
So we got the skis on.
Let's go.
We got the skis on, and, you know, it had to be tight because I don't want them to slip off.
Yep.
And it took three tries. I mean, at first I was like, didn't have it, you know, vroom, and I dropped it.
Yeah. It's been a long time, though.
Long time. But fourth try. He said, are you want to just give it up? I said, no. Mm-hmm. I got the feeling now, my legs, my arms. And I got up, went around the whole lake.
Oh, that's great.
I was so proud of myself. Oh, my gosh. I was so proud
you
of
should
myself.
Be.
Because, you know, I could have just said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. You water ski, right?
I was very average, but I wasn't much one skier. But I haven't done it in a long, long time either.
Your arms, my arms are still sore just from the holding so tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was terrific.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And
it's also great that you said, no, I'm not ducking out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try this a couple times and I'll do it.
That's right.
It's really the key, if you haven't done it in a while, I always think is just be patient.
Yeah.
Like, because that sensation where you're getting pulled up, if you haven't done it in a while, you're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. You know? Just lean back. And let it happen.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. It was terrific. And the guy who had the boat was a la-di-da.
Yeah, sure.
Plenty rich.
Yeah.
With a boat and single. And I'm like, oh,
here we go.
Nice.
Good-looking guy?
Good-looking. Fairly good-looking.
Teeth?
Yeah. Teeth. Nice teeth.
Good teeth.
But then I was dissuaded by some of the people that...
Oh, that he's a jerk?
Well... Just sort of not ready for, like, okay, he's a bachelor. He has a great life. He lives half the time here and half the time in the winter somewhere else. But so then I'm just in the boat. I'm like, I'm going to weigh this now. Somewhere warm in the winter, boats, you know.
I mean, you're going pretty far. What's it going to be like when we live together off just time in the boat?
I know, and no, absolutely zero connection. Like, I don't even think he looked at me.
Did you talk to him at all?
You know, three or four sentences.
Yeah.
Nothing big. Anyway, it was just kind of a fun weekend.
Okay, but normally
you enjoyed it.
Okay, normally
that
you would be
an underrated.
Would just go up and start talking.
Yeah, I didn't really sense the
vibe.
Yeah, right. But the toys of someone.
Can we call them on the air right now and check and see?
No, but if you are wealthy. One thing this person said that I thought was interesting was about being wealthy.
Yeah.
And making $1 million.
Yeah.
And he said money is not all. Money does not guarantee happiness. He said, because when you get $1 million, you want two. And then if you have two, that doesn't necessarily solve all your problems.
No.
Emotionally.
Or you wake up today and you once had $2 million and now you have like 500,000.
Right, with the flipping market. Don't look at it. So my underrated is water skiing. So if
water
anyone
skiing.
Wants to text her,
yeah.
Have you done it this year? What's your favorite? Do you do one ski, two yeah. skis, waterboard?
Who is the most famous water skier from Minnesota?
Oh, my
do we have,
gosh.
Do we have like a definitive water skiing Minnesotan? Nobody really comes to mind for me.
Huh.
Somebody will, though. 651-461-9226. Okay, I know Dave has a lot. I have a lot. Can we jump and take a break, or do you have one last one real
no,
quick?
No, no, go on. Let's take a break and get you guys on involved in
we'll
the show.
Do that.
It is your show.
Thank you. 15 past one on your water skiing leader, WCCO. Ralph Samuelson is credited with inventing water skiing in 1922 in Lake City, Minnesota.
What?
Samuelson was 18 years old at the time, was inspired by snow skiing and his own skiing. He built his first pair of skis from 2 8-foot-long pine boards and used scrap leather for foot binders, sash cord, and an iron ring for the rope handle. Wow.
Dang. So we are famous in the state of Minnesota.
We are. All right, let's go, Dave. What do you got?
What do you got?
Ooh, a lot going on. Had some water skiing over the last week. Not myself, because I'm not into it, but just a great week on the lake up north. Underrated, I mean, 6 days of gorgeous weather,
mm-hmm.
perfect lake weather the entire week, having the kids have a blast on the water, 7-year-old trying to get, you know, well, she got up every time, but trying to water ski, pulling the tubes, doing the whole thing. It was a phenomenal week, a very underrated week. Overrated, however, the part of the week that involved, I'll be honest, 99% mostly my wife trying to take care of our dog back at home who was having diarrhea all week long.
Oh, oh. No.
And the first-time dog sitter who loves dogs, doesn't own a dog, probably traumatized for life, as well as our carpet, which is now traumatized for life.
Oh, no.
Coming back
what
to that.
What a bummer.
Not a great week for the old boy, but.
Well, yeah. That, I don't know, how did that damper your your little getaway?
A little bit. Yeah. Little bit.
How would it not?
Right?
Yes, it certainly did. I'll be honest. Like I said, my wife took care of most of it. She's got amazing friends, one of which is a vet who came over and checked him out and just, you know, I think he's okay. It's just, you know,
yeah.
something, stomach bug going on and. Other friends that came over to help out when the dog sitter was out at work or needed to be somewhere, they'd get him outside, take him for a quick walk, and bring over some chicken and rice. Amazing friends. But, boy, it does dampen it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, dogs are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dogs are great. Dogs are a lot of work.
They are.
And unpredictable.
Mm.
Right? It's just, it's a part of the deal.
Yeah.
You
it
know.
Is 100% part of the deal.
Yeah.
Underrated was doing 65 miles on the bike in the Tour de Tatanka on Saturday.
Yes.
The event, tremendously well organized.
Wow.
It was great. Let's get a little bigger arrows on the signs pointing to where you have to go. That would help so you don't have to make that last second decision. But other than that, it was phenomenal. Overrated, as you know, I do this for a charity purpose, fundraising.
Tell people why.
Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. This is our 9th race that we've done on their behalf. Half marathons, triathlons. This was our first long bike ride. My wife and I, she suffers from both ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a wonderful thing in our lives to have it. And I mean that with every bit of my heart. It's been wonderful to do these things and raise money. We've raised over $70,000 now through 9 races. It's been great. And Friday, I put out one more social media message on Facebook and X, Twitter, just saying, hey, one day to go. If you've been meaning to make a donation, let's go. And overrated is the bozo, the clown, Jamoke. Can we go with Jamoke, too?
Sure.
That one just popped in my head.
I like it.
Who responded with, "Get off the roads!"
I think Jackass might.
Wow.
Get your bikes off the road. Stay on the path.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me give you great, great, great credit for what you guys have done.
Thank you.
For Crohn's and colitis. You have devoted so much of your time for this, not just because of Lindsay's health, but to help others in participating in events, going places, organizing, coming up with great prizes. Bravo to you. I mean that in all sincerity.
Thank
it's
you.
Great work, because it would be very easy just to get in your cocoon and do what you're doing for your family. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. But you've moved above and beyond that many, many times, which makes me proud to be your friend.
Thank you.
Oh.
I really appreciate it. And this one was very cool, because this was the first race that we've been a part of that's had a team of people coming from around the country to Minnesota. So we got to play tour guide yesterday with some of the folks that were hanging around, do some fun stuff. Last one quickly. I think underrated, since we were talking professional wrestling briefly last segment, I think I missed my calling. I think I could have been a tremendous professional wrestler. Because
announcer, manager, or actual wrestler?
I think a wrestler, because I learned during the ride.
It's an amazing thing to realize when you're 40 years old.
Yeah, well, it's a little late, but not
I mean, Kamala just realized at one point she was black. So, I mean,
wow.
I mean, according to Donald Trump, she just woke up one day and said, "Hey, I think I'll be black."
Have you ever, either of you, ridden a bike when you're actually clipped into the pedals with the shoes?
Yes.
I have not, and it terrifies me. I feel like I would be trapped.
Kathleen's bike, which I used at the Western White House, that's how you had to do it.
I got a bike secondhand a few months ago, and that's the bike I rode for the race. And it was the first time I'd ever had to clip in. So I've done it a few times now leading up.
This makes you a professional wrestler?
No, it does, because about 30 miles in, as we were coming
you
to a
wiped
stop,
out?
I unclipped my right and was then forgetting that I unclipped my right, and I leaned left. And left was still hooked up. I take a tremendous bump.
Oh.
Right on the backside, head kept up.
Ow.
No blood, no scrapes, right back up. I'm tremendous. I got a nice bruise if you want to take a look at it.
I don't think you should take credit for falling like some sort of buffoon.
A great bump.
I don't know.
Great bump.
All right. Let me jump in. Nancy Pelosi suggesting that Joe Biden is Mount Rushmore-like.
Look at him.
Okay.
He just almost tripped on the lawn.
Yeah,
he's moving as fast as Mount Rushmore.
Can I quote Lloyd Benson talking about Dan Quayle? "I knew Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. Joe, you're no Teddy Roosevelt."
Sorry.
Get out of here on that. I mean, talk about losing your credibility.
Right.
If you believe in Nancy's credibility. Are we still trying to kiss up to him because he left the race? Is that what that's all about? Just so he feels better about himself?
I think so.
It's just ridiculous. All right, let's get to it. The pole vaulter and his penis. I don't know if this is overrated. I don't know if this is underrated. I don't know if it's properly
not
rated.
Sure which category.
Whatever category you decide. If you haven't seen the video by now, you're not on social media. You're just not. You're not.
Okay.
And go ahead. What happened to CCO? Go ahead. We're not going anywhere.
We're talking Olympics.
At least for this segment, we're not going anywhere. We could be fired during the traffic weather. I have no idea. The individual, I don't know his name, clears the, up until his thighs, he's clearing the bar.
Mm-hmm.
His penis hits the bar and knocks it down. Correct, Dave? There's no disputing what caused the bar to go down.
As he was going over,
you see
the feet, you know, feet first, and
feet
then he's
first,
coming
yeah.
over.
It's on the way up.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the way down.
And you see the bar come down with the reverberation in his midsection of where the bar hit.
Lower Mason-Dix line.
Oh, my.
So I don't know. I mean, it's crushing that his pursuit of a gold medal is over. He probably has now had 10,000 date offers. I don't know. I don't know what's happened.
Oh, God.
But how'd you like to be known now as the penis pole vaulting guy?
The penis pole vaulting.
Dave Pro or Con, penis pole vaulting guy.
Maybe there's worse things.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's true.
it's embarrassing for him. I mean, I would think.
Yeah. Or maybe he's proud of it. I have no idea.
Yeah, but you worked that hard. Yeah. I'd strap it down if I was in trouble.
Excuse me?
I think there's great endorsement opportunities we're not thinking of.
Can that be on the instant replay, too? I'd strap it down? I mean, what happened to CCO?
Sorry.
The folks who are Tim Harlow wrote about this. The folks who are stopping on the highway to watch fireworks, you should lose your license for a year. They're fireworks. You can't just pull over on the side of the highway and go, ooh, ah. First of all, fireworks are fine. In fact, maybe they're better than fine. But you've seen them before. And to cause an enormous traffic jam by stopping on the highway for the fireworks, Dave Harrigan, I make you, who was the guy? Matt Langer? Wasn't that the guy?
Colonel Langer. Yep, Colonel Langer.
Okay, I make you Colonel Matt Langer Jr. What sort of punishment are you giving these folks?
Are we talking state highway or interstate?
You get to pick and choose.
State highway, I think you stop.
I think it was 35.
No, interstate, you don't stop.
You can't stop on the highway.
Interstate, you got to keep it moving. State highway, I think you're fine. Stop.
You just get to stop.
Yeah, I mean,
do you pull over, or do you just stop right in the middle of the road?
You pull over, for sure.
I think you pull over in case of an emergency, but I think it's nice to let your fellow commuters know that, hey, we got a nice little sight out the starboard side of my vehicle.
Get out of here, starboard.
Starboard side.
I'm so sick of the NBC shots of Hoda and Savannah Guthrie sitting with the parents, cheering on the family.
It's great.
It's just so disingenuous.
How about Snoop Dogg?
I love him because he's funny.
He is funny.
And you know what? Hoda and Savannah seem like likable individuals, and I don't doubt they would like to see the Americans win, but it's just too contrived with the cameras on.
Oh, Hoda was hanging with Suni Lee's family.
Her hair looks crazy. She looks like Tina Turner hair.
Tina Turner, great hair, by the way.
Some of that spiky stuff I didn't like.
Q was stung by a bee.
No way!
On Saturday.
First time ever?
First time he's been stung by a bee.
And was he just horrified?
Well, his father, Rochelle, remain nameless, said, because he just had been bit by mosquito 2 weeks before, right? Kathleen turned into like he had broken his back. He arrived at the, and it was in our scene. He's got like a bandage on him like he had broken his elbow. I'm like, what happened to him? He's got a mosquito bite. I'm like, would you knock it off? I took that bandage off instantly. And Quinny's like, Mom said I should keep it on. I'm like, well, Mom's wrong. So he says to me, I was bit by a bug. And I'm like, you're okay. You're okay. You're going to be fine. And then he's a tough sucker. He is.
He puts up with so much pain.
He's had so much pain. And now I'm about to go down the slide. And all of a sudden, I see the bees. I'm like, oh, no. And I go over there, and I can see it swelling up.
Mm.
Thankfully, it went down. But again, I call Kathleen and her mom. When I'm trying to boost his spirit, you're going to be fine. You're going to be great. And these two on the phone are like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you going to be okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, hello, a little positivity. He's going to be okay. But that kid of mine is so tough.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Bees. I know they pollinate a lot of stuff.
They're annoying, especially this
they're
time
They're annoying.
Year.
Get
this
out of here.
This time of year in particular, they're crazy.
They are crazy. And by the way, they die, right? The sting, that's it?
Then
they're done?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we coach them up a little bit?
Right? Come on.
Coach them up and say, hey, it's really not worth it.
It's a tough little trick Mother Nature played on the bee. Do you think the bee knows?
That they're going to bite it after they see
someone? Don't think the other bees know. They should witness this and say, well, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake.
I upset this giant enemy of ours, and then you die.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem the way to go. Yeah. Oh,
so he's all right. It did go down.
Yeah, it went down dramatically.
Okay, good.
And then I went after the bees with the water and the nest.
And went just...
Like for the next hour and a half.
Good.
So
they deserve it.
Yeah. Every bee, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
I'm coming for you. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah. Have a good one.
A political potpourri starting with this. Who is the vice president Kamala Harris appealing to? If she's appealing to the left, she should take Tim Walz. She should. Tim Walz, former centrist, those days are long gone. He is governed as a lefty, including with the trifecta. So she wants to secure the left and say, we're just going to win it by energizing the hardcore of a base, then she should pick Tim Walz. If she wants to appeal to more of the center, thank you. That's where I am. Pick Josh Shapiro. Who do you want her to pick? Who do you think she should pick? Who gives her the best chance to win? And again, does it matter? Because it's a vice presidential selection. It's a 34 past 1. I want you to chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. If you've listened to this show over the last couple of years, you know where I stand on Josh Shapiro. I think he is a great politician. I think the chances are strong he will be a president sometime in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So I am definitely pro Josh Shapiro. In fact, I would rather have Josh Shapiro at the head of the ticket. I think he's that good. I really do. I think he's accomplished as a legislator in Pennsylvania, as an attorney general, as a governor, as someone who clearly is more of a centrist than where most of the Democratic Party is, much like the Republicans have moved further to the right. So as someone who I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm not even considering voting for Trump. I won't spend one second considering voting for Donald Trump. The vice president, when she ran in 2019 and 2020, well left of me, Dave Hergen. Just a fact. And it's a fact that since she's jumped back in the race because of Joe Biden, that she's attempting on some key issues to move closer to the center. Will a vice presidential pick influence me at all? I doubt it. It's still so remote. But I think it does tell you, how are you using this pick to try to win more votes? Tim Walz, when he was Congressman Tim Walz, was somewhat comparable to Josh Shapiro now. Tim Walz has just moved to the left. As governor, in particular, since winning the second time, it is irrefutable. They have the trifecta. They gave lip service to working with the Republicans, and they said, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Let's check this list, let's check that list, and let's spend the money where they believe it's the right thing to do. I'm not faulting that. It's just well left to where I am. So Walz provides that. And if you're worried about, you know, the further left and how they might react, you'd pick Walz. I hope she picks Shapiro. I still believe those folks, Dave, who were tepid towards Joe Biden by watching him struggle mightily and frequently, that if she picks someone who's more to the center, certainly more center than she is, I don't think it's going to cause many of them to say, I'm not going to vote. And they can't win without Pennsylvania. Period. End of discussion. I see no scenario where the Democrats win without Pennsylvania. And he has a 60-plus approval rating in Pennsylvania. Now, can he be an advocate for, a surrogate for, as governor? Sure. But it carries more juice. It seems from multiple reports today, Dave, that the last 4 hours or so, Kelly's out, and it's down to Walz or Shapiro. And I've talked about this multiple times last week when you're gone. There are some slight nuance differences on Shapiro compared to Walls and Kelly and Buttigieg and Bashir on the Israelis, on Hamas, on the Palestinians. There are some differences, but there's also some individuals who are calling out Josh Shapiro on his support of Israel and identifying him and not identifying others when it's because he's a Jew. Let's just admit it. Everybody points it out? No. No. But we have watched religious hate skyrocket in this country the last 10, 20 years, including Islamophobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. You see the reaction when we have Ilhan Omar on the show. You see it. What happens when we have Keith Ellison. And we've all witnessed what's happened with the rise of anti-Semitism. So if you think Josh Shapiro is dramatically different than Mark Kelly and Tim Walz on Israel and Hamas, you're wrong. And some of that, and not all of it, let me be clear, not all of it is anti-Semitism. Who do I think she's going to pick? I don't know. That's my most honest answer. If you told me, I'm talking to Dan Cook, no 50-50, not allowed to say I don't know, I'm guessing Shapiro. What do you want to say about this?
Well, the last points you made, they have to be taken into account by Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, right? How many young people specifically in this country have been protesting Israel's side of the war for many months now, pro-Palestinian. And it's not a small group of young people, college-age kids, that they need to vote, that they need to push to the polls. And
if you've listened to this show over the last couple of years, you know where I stand on Josh Shapiro. I think he is a great politician. I think the chances are strong he will be a president sometime in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So I am definitely pro Josh Shapiro. In fact, I would rather have Josh Shapiro at the head of the ticket. I think he's that good. I really do. I think he's accomplished as a legislator in Pennsylvania, as an attorney general, as a governor, as someone who clearly is more of a centrist than where most of the Democratic Party is, much like the Republicans have moved further to the right. So as someone who I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm not even considering voting for Trump. I won't spend 1 second considering voting for Donald Trump. The vice president, when she ran in 2019 and 2020, well left of me, Dave Hergen. Just a fact. And it's a fact that since she's jumped back in the race because of Joe Biden, that she's attempting on some key issues to move closer to the center. Will a vice presidential pick influence me at all? I doubt it. It's still so remote. But I think it does tell you, how are you using this pick to try to win more votes? Tim Walz, when he was Congressman Tim Walz, was somewhat comparable to Josh Shapiro now. Tim Walz has just moved to the left. As governor, in particular, since winning the second time, it is irrefutable. They have the trifecta. They gave lip service to working with the Republicans. And they said, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Let's check this list. Let's check that list. And let's spend the money where they believe it's the right thing to do. I'm not faulting that. It's just well left of where I am. So Walz provides that. And if you're worried about, you know, the further left and how they might react, you'd pick Walz. I hope she picks Shapiro. I still believe those folks, Dave, who were tepid towards Joe Biden by watching him struggle mightily and frequently, that if she picks someone who's more of the more to the center, certainly more center than she is, I don't think it's going to cause many of them to say, I'm not going to vote. And they can't win without Pennsylvania. Period. End of discussion. I see no scenario where the Democrats win without Pennsylvania. And he has a 60-plus approval rating in Pennsylvania. Now, can he be an advocate for, a surrogate for, as governor? Sure. But it carries more juice. It seems from multiple reports today, Dave, that the last 4 hours or so, Kelly's out, and it's down to Walz or Shapiro. And I've talked about this multiple times last week when you're gone. There are some slight, nuanced differences on Shapiro compared to Walz and Kelly and Buttigieg and Beshear on the Israelis, on Hamas, on the Palestinians. There are some differences. But there's also some individuals who are calling out Josh Shapiro on his support of Israel and identifying him and not identifying others when it's because he's a Jew. Let's just admit it. Everybody points it out? No. No. But we have watched religious hate skyrocket in this country the last 10, 20 years, including Islamophobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's other. You see the reaction when we have Ilhan Omar on the show. You see it what happens when we have Keith Ellison. And we've all witnessed what's happened with the rise of anti-Semitism. So if you think Josh Shapiro is dramatically different than Mark Kelly and Tim Walz on Israel and Hamas, you're wrong. And some of that, and not all of it, let me be clear, not all of it is anti-Semitism. Who do I think she's going to pick? I don't know. That's my most honest answer. If you told me, I'm talking to Dan Cook, no 50-50, not allowed to say I don't know, I'm guessing Shapiro. What do you want to say about this?
Well, the last points you made, they have to be taken into account by Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, right? How many young people specifically in this country have been protesting Israel's side of the war for many months now, pro-Palestinian. And it's not a small group of young people, college-age kids, that they need to vote, that they need to push to the polls. And, I mean, let's face it, tell the truth. Kamala Harris needs those people. And if they're going to be upset by a Jewish vice presidential candidate, upset enough to then say, I'm out, I'm not voting.
That is the balance. Do you infuriate those folks who are going to not vote for Shapiro solely because of his religion?
Mm-hmm.
Not because of his policy positions, because they're very slightly different.
Yes,
from Walz and Kelly. But they're going to profile.
Yeah, they'll see him as a Jewish candidate who is then clearly, obviously, very pro-Israel, so I can't vote for that ticket.
Which is not true, because he has destroyed Bibi Netanyahu. What has he called him? One of the worst leaders of all time. He's called for a two-state solution. Yeah, when he was in college, he wrote a paper. Okay, we're going to judge all of us by what we did in college. Get out of here. He's been a two-state solution guy. Where is the balance of ticking those folks off and causing them to maybe not vote versus appealing to more of the center and in particular trying to win Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, that's very important. Very important. And, you know, we know what reputation Governor Walz carries with him regarding police.
Yeah.
Earned or not, we know what happened during the George Floyd aftermath.
Yeah. And he earned, in my view, plenty of that criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but a lot.
Yes.
And so get ready for that story.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
I'd say he earned the criticism for lack of action, for waiting far too long.
Yep.
Did he earn the criticism of being anti-cop? No, that's ridiculous.
No.
That's ridiculous, but
it'll be out there.
The narrative is not, it will be, it is out there.
Yeah, it is. Okay, react on this one, and also I want to get into the debate, whether we're going to have a debate. Remind you, two excellent guests next hour. Chip Scoggins, back with us, and Boyd Hooper, who's absolute gold, who is the best media storyteller in the history of this state. Simple as that. The best media storyteller, history of the state, another health battle for Boyd. Our friend, our great friend Rena, told that story. Boyd was overwhelmed, couldn't join us Friday. He's with us today at 2:35. You already have reports, too, that Harris has offered the nomination to someone here in the last couple hours, and they've accepted. They don't want this to leak today on a day when the stock market is down 800,000 points. Let's see if they keep it quiet. They're not going to put it out today. I think they may have before the stock market fiasco, but not because of it. The debate now. So Biden reaches out to Trump and says, how about late June and early September? Trump looks at Biden and says, anytime, anyplace. The one happens in June. Biden is a colossal failure. Trump was just Trump. Started lying more and more as it went along. And so, as we know, now Harris is the nominee. So we're staring at the September 10th ABC debate. And Trump being Trump says, no, that's not going to be fair. Let's go September 4th on Fox News. Let's move 1 minute back, too. Let's just so we can get to this a little bit. My suggestion on Twitter over the weekend was Harris should propose two and say, I'll be there for Fox September 4th. But let's also do another one, ABC or wherever. And so many people who don't like Trump, and you know me, big Trump supporter, well, he won't show up. He'll only show up at Fox. He just did the one on CNN. Just did it. And he's convinced he's a master debater. He did all the debates in 16. He did the debates for the presidency in 20. Now, did he void the ones for the nominee this year? Yeah, he did. I think it's going to happen. And I also think it's time for her to start answering some questions. Okay? Tomorrow's going to be the big day. She's going to then go on the 7-state tour. It's time for her to have a one-hour press conference. Now, as one of two individuals who realistically can be the next president of the United States and answer an hour's full of questions. Trump made an absolute fool of himself at the NABJ just because he brought up, hey, she just turned black out of nowhere. So you debate how much credit give him, but Trump went there. He went to CNN, which hasn't exactly been the most friendly to him. And Tapper and Bash were great. Don't you think she should sit down and when's the last time? You know, as a vice president, you don't do press conferences. And a lot of her answers as vice president have been baffling, have been word salads, have been head shaking. She needs to sit down for an hour and stake out her positions for tough, fair questions so the American public can consume that.
It would be good.
Right? Will it happen? What do you think?
No.
Well, then she should be ripped for that.
Feel free.
Oh, I am right now.
Good.
Show up. You have to make more of your case. Nobody voted for you.
Yeah. If you're running for president, get out there because you need to be out there. People need to know who and what they're voting for.
And I want Trump to do more of it, too.
He'll give you the honest truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we know what's going to happen with him. Let's see what happens with her. She hasn't received a single vote either year. I think she should sit down for some serious questions, and I hope it happens soon. We're going to have at least one more debate, minimum, too. You already have reports, too, that Harris has offered the nomination to someone here in the last couple hours, and they've accepted. They don't want this to leak today on a day when the stock market is down 800,000 points. Let's see if they keep it quiet. They're not going to put it out today. I think they may have before the stock market fiasco, but not because of it. The debate now. So Biden reaches out to Trump and says, how about late June and early September? Trump looks at Biden and says, anytime, anyplace. The one happens in June. Biden is a colossal failure. Trump was just Trump. Started lying more and more as it went along. And so, as we know, now Harris is the nominee. So we're staring at the September 10th ABC debate. And Trump being Trump says, no, that's not going to be fair. Let's go September 4th on Fox News. Let's move 1 minute back, too. Let's just so we can get to this a little bit. My suggestion on Twitter over the weekend was Harris should propose, too, and say, I'll be there for Fox September 4th. But let's also do another one, ABC or wherever. And so many people who don't like Trump, and you know me, big Trump supporter. Well, he won't show up. He'll only show up at Fox. He just did the one on CNN. Just did it. And he's convinced he's a master debater. He did all the debates in 16. He did the debates for the presidency in 20. Now, did he void the ones for the nominee this year? Yeah, he did. I think it's going to happen. And I also think it's time for her to start answering some questions. Okay? Tomorrow's going to be the big day. She's going to then go on the seven-state tour. It's time for her to have a one-hour press conference. Now, as one of two individuals who realistically can be the next president of the United States and answer an hour's full of questions. Trump made an absolute fool of himself at the NABJ just because he brought up, hey, she just turned black out of nowhere. So you debate how much credit give him, but Trump went there. He went to CNN, which hasn't exactly been the most friendly to him, and Tapper and Bash were great. Don't you think she should sit down and answer? When's the last time? You know, as a vice president, you don't do press conferences. And a lot of her answers as vice president have been baffling, have been word salads, have been head shaking. She needs to sit down for an hour and stake out her positions for tough, fair questions so the American public can consume that.
It would be good.
Right? Will it happen? What do you think?
No.
Well, then she should be ripped for that.
Feel free.
Oh, I am right now.
Good.
Show up. You have to make more of your case. Nobody voted for you.
Yeah. If you're running for president, get out there because you need to be out there. People need to know who and what they're voting for.
And I want Trump to do more of it, too.
He'll give you the honest truth.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, we know what's going to happen with him. Let's see what happens with her. She hasn't received a single vote either year. I think she should sit down for some serious questions, and I hope it happens soon. We're going to have at least one more debate, minimum, too.